Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Well, sir, you're a pretty old man.
Yeah, I'm 30 years older than you are. Had my back broke once and my hip twice. And on my worst day, I could beat the hell out of you.
I don't think so.
You will.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Hey, good morning, West Texans. All you good, fine, friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We will turn morning into afternoon. We'll take you to 1 o'clock right here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in the Hubaplex. You got us on Talk 103.9 FM News, Money Sports. Happy Thursday. Happy March Madness as we're about 15 minutes or so away from the first game tipping off. West Virginia and Maryland, it would be only appropriate that it would be a Big 12 team leading off, and the one that has been adopted by one Rob Bro in the gambling gauchos, as they will undoubtedly go on an amazing run to the Final Four this year for Bob Huggins, unless you're looking at my bracket, in which case they don't. They lose to Alabama in the second round. So we got a lot of tournament stuff. Obviously, we'll be keeping up with the live action. It's either or Thursday. We'll give you some tough questions to come down on, and then we got baseball to look at, Pac-12. All of a sudden, after nobody was talking, everybody wants to talk to the media if you are one of the CEOs or presidents in the Pac-12. The Arizona CEO, President Robbins, some very interesting chess moves in talking to some of the media outlets over the last 48 hours. We'll talk about that. We'll get your text messages, 806-855-3712. Use the 806 so it doesn't go to the angry man in Florida. He will not return your text message. He will not talk sports, but he will complain to our bosses. So use the 806-855-3712. You can listen on the app. We hope you do. Download it at kkm.com if you don't have it. Turn on notifications. There are things you don't know about that you need to know about. We will notify you in due time. Also, follow the station on Twitter, @Talk1039. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, @RyanHyattMedia on Twitter. The show never ends. We usually come back in the evening with the daily broadcast. Last night was the One More Podcast. If you hadn't checked it out, all about the NCAA tournament, you can find that at TheRaiderland.com. In fact, you should go there every day for our original content, TheRaiderland.com. He is Rob Bro, a third of the Gambling Gauchos, host of the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 every day that's not a Saturday or Sunday here on Talk 103.9 FM. Follow him on Twitter at Rob Bro Show. He's King of Hat of the Day. Happy Thursday, Rob. And speaking of Hat of the Day, you have busted out a cap today that is not often in the rotation. I have not seen this one very often.
I bought it for the Texas Bowl.
Okay.
Wore it to the Texas Bowl. I've not worn it since.
All right.
So I've only worn this hat twice now.
It's a little kind of piratey-looking skull with the crossed swords underneath.
Yeah. It's the Jolly Rogers.
You know. So yeah. It's a good look. It's a nice look right there. All right. So we got game action ready to go. Do you hate your bracket as much as I realize I hate mine when I woke up this morning?
Yes.
I finished mine last night. I've told the cautionary tale all week long. You're picking too many upsets. You're picking too many upsets. And then when I looked at my bracket, I didn't pick enough upsets. I mean, mine is so chalky. It looks like I just did, you know, one of those computer deals. You know how they can crank out an auto bracket or whatever for you and said, hey, pick all the favorites or something.
Yeah.
I just don't nearly have enough upsets going on today. So, or really throughout the tournament. My Final Four ended up being heavy chalk. Bama, Marquette, Houston, Kansas. And then I'm going storylines on this thing, you know?
Yeah, you got Marquette, Texas in the championship?
No, I've got Kansas, Bama, but I've got Bill Self retiring after the championship win. And by the way, for those who don't know, Bill Self will not coach in the first round against Howard. Kansas announcing that, so he will miss another game. We had kind of speculated a little bit, you know, the impact of coaches. We talked about that on the One More Podcast, too, last night. It was really interesting. The impact of a coach on a line in college football versus college basketball, and it's not nearly factored in as much in college basketball as it would be in a football game with a head coach not being a part of it. But anyhow, they make that announcement today. I don't think that has any impact on the opener against Howard. If he's not back, however, against Musselman in Arkansas, then maybe we do have something going on. But, yeah, I ended up Kansas, Houston, Bama, and Marquette in the Final Four. You got Texas losing to Houston. Baylor getting to the Elite Eight. I know you don't like that pick.
I don't mind it.
I got TCU getting to the Sweet 16, mainly because of my serious doubts about Gonzaga. I'm fading that conference. It is, I guess you could say, one of my upsets is VCU taking down St. Mary's in that 12-5. But, yeah, I got TCU, UCLA. UCLA even beat up, I think, is still a really good basketball team, particularly in that part of the bracket that I think they get to Kansas. So we'll see how it plays out. So give us your Final Fours today. Here is the question of the day, aside from the either-or, which we'll just have some fun on the either-or. Give us your favorite Texas Tech basketball moments in NCAA tournament history. The singular moments or standout plays, just however you rank that. I guess it's good now, but it's kind of limiting with Texas Tech. If you just say favorite game or whatever, I guess you're either saying, can the championship game still be your favorite game even though you don't win it, but that you're a minute away from a title?
Yeah, I think so.
It can be both your most hated and your most loved game? Or do you back up to the semifinal win against Michigan State? Well, I mean, we can talk all throughout Tech history. Your favorite moments, NCAA tournament play. I still say for one of mine will always be the semifinals and Jim Nance announcing the Texas Tech lineup.
Yeah.
And the double T being flashed around, you know, the stadium and everything. And you're going, that's Tech. That's not Duke. That's not North Carolina. It's not UCLA. It's, hey, that's Texas Tech. That was a weird, you know, I don't get too emotional about different things, but that was an oddly emotional moment for me as a Tech person still thinking about that moment that you're there. I mean, it was a little akin to, you know, being in Omaha for that first Texas Tech College World Series game in 2014 and going, so this is what we've been trying to get to for all these years. This is that moment. This is it. Down on the field, you know, before the game, while Tech was taking infield, and you could still be on the field at that point, and just looking around going, Texas Tech has taken infield at the College World Series.
Right.
And unfortunately about to play TCU. Could we have had anybody other than TCU in the first game? So give us some of your favorite memories, Texas Tech-based NCAA tournament play all around. Give us some of your bracket picks and everything else. All right, how about this? It's either or Thursday. We always ask you tough questions. I'll give you two. One of them's kind of sports-related, one of them's kind of not. Which is your better inspirational sports movie? Either Hoosiers, the movie Rob Bro hates, or Miracle. And then this other one, Add or Cut, either pickles or onions. On any and all food types that involve the scenario where one might find themselves saying, hold the onions, hold the pickle, or add the pickle, add the which one? Do you add or cut one of these? Are you a pickle, anti-pickle, pickle person? I can't have enough pickles on a burger. You know? I absolutely love pickles on a burger. If I had to cut tomato, if they said, well, you can either have pickles or tomato, I'm going pickles. So pickles or onions? Add or cut. Have some fun with it. You guys do what you want to do today. 806-855-3712. Did I mention David Collier will be joining us later on this hour?
Really?
Yes, the director of sports content at KMAC 28 and KLBK. Channel 13 will drop in for a little bit of a visit. We'll pick his NCAA tournament brain, and he does have one. We've ascertained this. Doughboy's the first one to check in on the text line, 806-855-3712. And South Texas, headed to the Casa. Have a good, happy St. Paddy's Day tomorrow. And then Doughboy says, did y'all both bust in the first day? I have no idea. Did we bust in the first day?
Well, we haven't, we haven't played a game yet.
How could we bust?
I mean, maybe. Unless you meant the play-in games, which you don't have to pick.
Yeah, which I didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't pick any of those. No, my bracket's still clean. My bracket is perfect.
I've got a prediction.
Lay it on me.
One of the 11 seeds that won the play-in will win today. or tomorrow, whenever they play.
Who are you feeling best about on that?
I don't have a feeling either way. I know Pitt plays...
Pitt plays Iowa State.
And then the other one plays TCU.
Yeah.
So there's a Big 12 team losing in the first... you know what? I'll say TCU loses.
Really? Okay. So you're going to knock out one of my Sweet 16s.
Yeah, sorry.
Just right off
That's
the
my
bat.
Bad.
Appreciate
That's my
it.
Bad.
Here I am trying to carry the banner for the Big 12. The greatest conference in basketball history has never been better than this year in the Big 12. And you're just saying they're going to waltz in and knock them off in the first round.
Well, everyone else can go deep, but TCU doesn't need to.
No. Well, and that, I mean, they were never even in consideration for the Gambling Gauchos to adopt as a team.
No. Well, they were for a little bit.
Yeah.
Then we went on our visit and they started talking about cactuses and disrespecting West Texas.
Off we go. There. No sense in putting up with anything like that. Okay, so I kind of laid out my bracket. What about yours, Rob? What did you end up with? I catch him mid-sneeze. Nice radio transition.
Sorry,
right there.
That's my bad.
No, that's mine. Denver pitched to a guy who's about to sneeze.
Final four, I've got Xavier. Xavier beating Texas there in the Sweet 16 to get in. All the way down. I've got Duke going a fair ways. I think they're really hot right now.
They are very hot, very popular.
But I've got Marquette out of the East in the Final Four. I've got West Virginia beating Alabama in the second round. But Arizona advancing there in the Final Four in that South region. And then I do not have Kansas in the Final Four, but I do have UCLA. UCLA in the
so UCLA today. Getting by Kansas, or does Kansas not even get to the Elite Eight?
By Kansas.
Okay. Yeah. So
I struggled with picking them to lose in round two. I think that's going to be a really tough game for them, either Arkansas or Illinois.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be Arkansas that gets there.
So those are those are two teams that have struggled, but have really high ceilings if one or two players get going for them.
Gotcha. I hate my bracket.
Me too.
I truly do.
And then I have Xavier and the national championship winner. And then he comes to Texas Tech, Sean Miller.
There you go. It's all playing out. We've got the storylines. Moments away from tip, West Virginia and Maryland. One of the most popular things right now in all the sports books and everything where people are watching these games, Rob, are the first to 15 lines. We would do a first to 15, West Virginia or Maryland. Who you got? I'll take West Virginia just because Maryland typically goes on massive scoring droughts when they're not playing at home. I'll take West Virginia first to 15, probably minus 110 or so somewhere in there. I hadn't seen the actual number. Texter's on the text line, 806-855-3712. Texter says, preemptively going to say, good show, guys. We appreciate that. Puts the pressure on us. Give me Hoosiers over Miracle and add the pickles, no onions. We got more text messages when we come back. You guys jam up the text line, either Hoosiers or Miracle, either add or cut, pickles or onions. What are you doing with those things? And then give us some of your favorite tech moments, NCAA tournament history. Trot out that bracket for us today. Today's the day to tell us what you got. 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:24. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got you till 1 o'clock today in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. That'd be Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports, either or Thursday. Either Hoosiers or Miracle, the better inspirational sports movie. And add or cut, either pickles or onions. Which one you add and which one you cut, and what are you doing there? Favorite tech moments, NCAA tournament all time. We're keeping up with West Virginia and Maryland just underway. West Virginia's up at the 16:45 mark, 9-4, shooting 57.1% today from the field. So nice start. All four of the five starters have already scored for West Virginia. Bell Jr., the only one not in the scorebook right there. So we'll see. We're playing our little first to 15. Looking good. We could get our first one here. We picked West Virginia on that. Texters are on the text line. Doughboy says, Hoosiers, because I've never seen the other one. And pickles, extra pickle. Cut the onions and spicy mustard, please. You know what I've learned over the years is another texter named Monty, or so he says.
So he says.
Add onions, cut the pickles on everything. I had just assumed well into my adulthood that everybody liked pickles as much as me. It boggled my mind. And then, you know, you'd be out or whatever, and somebody get a burger, and all of a sudden the pickles are off to the side. I'm like, oh, hey.
I'll take them.
What are we doing here? Send them over here.
The pickle hate is strong, I believe.
It seems to be a polarizing, little add-on for some people, that either you really like it or you really hate it. There's no pickle ambivalence.
Well, in some places, they don't even put them on there anymore unless you ask for them.
Yeah, and I don't get that either. I mean, it's just like standard, right?
That, to me, yes.
Texter says, going with Hoosiers on the better inspirational movie, their Final Four, Bama, Marquette, Texas, and Kansas, Alabama beating Kansas. Fairly similar to mine. Yeah. What do you think? Bill Self retires. There's something more going on here that they're not telling us about, this heart procedure?
No, I think they're just letting him rest one more day.
Yeah. I get it. I'm trying to be very sensitive here. And you know how hard that is for me, right?
Right.
The crass nature of... But so you're telling me you can't go day one, but you're okay the next day?
No, I think they're saying they don't need him to beat the 16 seed.
Okay.
I think it's as simple as that.
That's probably the case then.
Right. I mean, Occam's razor.
Yeah. More coaches should take the first game off if they're heavy favorites and just say, going to let me let my guys take care of this. I'm going to sleep in.
If they lose round one without Bill Self, or they're losing at halftime, does he come out? Does he come out with them? Because he'll be there, right? Up in his suite, or... Because if he's prepared to coach 2 days later...
I mean, I guess... Right? I mean,
no.
I don't know. I mean, if he can't coach, then I would say might as well not be there. Stay at the hotel.
Right.
Enjoy on the game. Because if you're there, what are you going to try to do?
I mean, I bet it's
just... You cannot coach if you're there.
I bet it's just... Well, I just meant in town. Like, he'll be at the hotel, right?
Yeah.
Surely he traveled with the team. Or he'll fly in private tomorrow?
Yeah.
I don't know.
When I say it's a weird deal...
It is.
That... I'm kind of like, okay, it's either or Thursday, and either you're good to go or you're not.
Right.
And I'm not taking this lightly at all. This is a serious... We're talking about a man's heart.
Right, yeah.
Coaches have retired for less.
Absolutely.
Over these things.
Several times, Urban Meyer.
And then he gets sick of his family. After spending a little time around his family, he's like, good God, I've got to get a job. I can't deal with these people anymore.
But if they lose, like, does Bill Self get a lifetime contract?
I don't know.
Like, nobody else can do it but him.
But they're winning the national championship. It's going to be a story. Texter says, give me all the pickles. Ryan, you need to head to 509 Drink Stop and try the pickled Dr. Pepper.
Ooh.
Familiar with 509 Drink Stop? I am not.
No, and I'm not familiar with the pickled Dr. Pepper. I don't know... I don't like pickles that much.
Man, that might be a bridge too far on the pickle love, because I really am not into the whole infused. Like, I don't like pickle juice.
Yeah.
I like pickles.
There's a product that's just pickle juice.
Yeah.
That's like a... You familiar with the Pickleback? It's a shot of whiskey and the pickle juice is the chaser.
Yeah, no. I tried that pickled beer one summer, and that was bad.
Oh, yeah. The pickle beer, I'm not into. Maybe if you're mixing it like into a Bloody Mary, but I don't know. I will eat a pickle, but I get them on burgers for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to like pickles a lot more.
Need more info on this 509 Drink Stop, Texter.
Yeah.
Clarify. Texter goes, Hoosiers, more onions, less pickles. I'm a fan of, I love the onion too. I want onion on my burger as well, if we're talking onions. I like onions. Grilled onions. Onions of any capacity. If I had to cut one or the other, though, if you were forcing me to answer my own question here, or cut one other. I'm adding pickle, and I would have to say if I had to not have one, it would be the onion. I could get by without the onion more so than the pickle. Robert says no pickles, extra onions. Onions? See? The anti-pickle people are out. Not surprised to see this. It is either or Thursday. You can join us on the text line, 806-855-3712. We'll get, as we go through today, some of your favorite NCAA tournament memories, Texas Tech, or I guess otherwise. It could be otherwise. Doesn't have to. Texter, headed to Fort Worth today, doing the Best Made Pickle Tour. Really? What are the odds of that?
Yeah, that is something I would do.
So you can tour the factory, I assume, there, that Best Made, that does their pickles?
Yeah. Sure.
I wonder if that's as good as going and doing the tour of the Coors Brewery, where when it's over, you get some free beer.
Yeah.
You get some free pickles.
Well, speaking of Best Made and the pickle beer, what is that, Martin House? I would like to tour that facility.
Yeah. West Virginia's putting on them right now after the first dead ball, 14-46 to go in the first half, 13-4. The Mountaineers, Johnson with five in the early go. Stevenson has four as they continue shooting well, 50%. From the field, it looks, and you actually have a better view of the game than
right.
I do. It looks to me like Maryland's having some turnover problems.
Yes,
in the early action, some steals and look like one or two runouts there by West Virginia. So hey, Big 12 showing the dominance early on in this tournament. It's obvious. Not quite 6 minutes in. Pick every Big 12 team to win every game until they play a Big 12 team.
Yeah, and people are shocked by the defense, I think, is what it is. They're not used to that level of defense.
Every trip. Every time. Not just some of the time. Every trip up and down the court. Outside observers not complaining about where they were sitting at the Big 12 basketball tournament. That's one of the things they talked about. Was that no other conference plays defense, the intensity-wise, as the Big 12 does for the full 40 minutes. All right, bottom of the hour break. David Collier is going to join us in a moment. You guys jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. You're listening on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. Follow me on Twitter at Ryan Hyatt Media. Check out the website, theraiderland.com. And obviously, at Rob Bro's show on Twitter for Rob. And one third of the Gambling Gauchos. You'll hear his show from 1 to 2 today right here on Talk 103.9. Better inspirational sports movie as we start March Madness, Hoosiers or Miracle, and then either add or cut, pickles or onions, what are you doing? NCAA tournament live action, Mountaineers up over the Terrapins, 13-4, 11:49, and we're getting some of your thoughts on your favorite NCAA tournament memories all time, Tech or otherwise. He is David Collier. He joins us now. He directs the content of Sports Nature at KOBK Channel 13 and KAMC KMAC 28, the ABC affiliate in Lubbock. Happy March Madness. How you doing, David?
Good. I'm going to go with pickles, and by default, Miracle, which it might be sacrilegious, but I kind of know the story. Never seen it. Don't want to watch Hoosiers ever again. So,
are you just trying to suck up to Rob Bro? Is that what's going on here? Trying to get an invite to the Rob Bro show?
No, he just has good taste is all.
No, I haven't listened to any of the show, but I've seen it. Didn't really need to have Kurt Russell, you know, tell me the story. And yeah, I used to like Hoosiers, but not anymore.
Right.
I like Gene Hackman.
92 years old, Gene Hackman.
I know, out of hiding.
He's an American treasure.
Yeah.
It's got to be kind of a little weird for you, minus the COVID shutdown year. This is the first time in a long time you're not somewhere right now over spring break covering Texas Tech basketball in the tournament.
Yeah, and unlike all the people listening, I'm fine with that. Well, I say that. I mean, the grind that is a trip to a Final Four can wear on you. But it is my favorite thing to cover because you get to sit there on press row, and a lot of times you got all these national writers. Sometimes you randomly have like Jim Calhoun sitting next to you scouting for the next game, stuff like that.
Right.
So that part of it is cool, not being able to drink out of your own cups on press row and all those type of things. But the covering it, the game day, is probably one of the more entertaining things too. So you can't shoot anything. You can't do anything.
Right. You have to take the NCAA feed.
You get to watch it and actually report on it. Sometimes that's not always the case. We're busy getting video and stuff and missing little things here and there.
What about just in the travels, the travel aspect for you covering Tech in the tournament over the years? There's not a lot of downtime. I think people don't understand what David and TV guys are doing. There's just not a lot of downtime. But maybe some of the things you've gotten to do, see, go, whatever, that you enjoyed over the years with that.
I got to go to Niagara Falls. That was cool. The Buffalo trip in 2003-04 when they lost to St. Joseph's. The College of Charleston, I think, in the first round. But Emily Jones and I went to Niagara Falls to have a pretty standout for one of our packages there. And then I think later that night, Emily, Brian Davis, and myself might have crossed the border and declared that we were going to go lose money at a casino.
Welcome to Canada.
That was one of the cooler things. I have a bunch of little random stories that aren't necessarily great, but Jordan Farmar, you remember Jordan Farmar from
yes.
UCLA? Saw him in a casino with a lot of other UCLA players late at night, and one of my buddies had his flip phone out because, you know, the cameras on the flip phones back in the day were just phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
And he was taking pictures of Jordan Farmar, and Jordan did not appreciate that. Came over and talked to him, told him to erase it. He did not erase it. My friend actually sent that to me about a year ago. You can't make out anything in it. You can't even tell that we were in a casino.
So did y'all immediately go to the book and fade UCLA after you saw him out partying?
I think we did joke about that, yes. I don't know if we ended up doing it, but...
you know, because the NCAA frowns on sports gambling. The NCAA brought to you by FanDuel. 16-4, by the way, Mountaineers.
It's like the Jordan flu game.
Yeah.
Farmar flu game.
Mountaineers 16-4 over the Terrapins right now, 10-51 in the first. What do you think is going to happen in this tournament? Do you think the Big 12 teams, and again, it's all individual matchups, but do you think the Big 12 will end up validating the title of best conference in America in the tournament?
Well, if you're going by my bracket, I hope so. That's for sure. I found it hard to try to pick a loser in the first round from anybody, and unfortunately, I know I'm probably wrong on this, but I just booted the Horned Frogs early on, and I'm going to go with Bobby Hurley to knock them off after winning his play-in game. I don't know that that'll happen, but one of the Big 12 teams has to lose in the first round. I have one winning a national title, so I'm going with a one-and-done with a bunch of veterans around him and the Baylor Bears. So that's who I have winning the national title.
You have Baylor?
Probably losing the second round.
You have Baylor winning the title? Yeah.
Why not?
So they get past Bama, or does Bama get knocked off early?
They can beat Bama. Hey, everybody can chill on this Bama thing, okay? Oklahoma throttled Alabama. Everybody can chill on Alabama. You can just pump the brakes there.
Agreed.
Oklahoma rolled Alabama. I don't want to hear anybody saying that that's an upset. Baylor has a head coach that won a national title. Alabama has a guy that wears checkerboard suits and lost to Chris Beard in the NCAA tournament a few years ago. I don't want to hear about it.
I mean, I would love to see West Virginia beat them and knock them off. I don't have it picked that way, but I mean,
I don't have that.
That would be very enjoyable. Rob Bro has West Virginia beating Alabama in the second round.
Ooh, nice. I like it, bro. I like it.
You can't say bro without bold coming to mind.
Yes. Well, I mean, he does. He's not a fan of Miracle. So
no, I like Miracle.
He likes Miracle. He hates Hoosiers.
No, that's what it is.
Oh. Yeah. I don't hate. Well, I don't need to watch Hoosiers again. Yeah. I don't ever need to watch Miracle, but maybe I will one time.
This is David Collier. He movie aficionado, David Collier.
Change gears just a little bit. Your gut feeling, when do you think we might really hear some strong names with this Texas Tech coach search? This time next week, do you think we'll hear some names?
Yeah, I think they're already doing stuff, though. I mean, they're not just sitting around, right?
No, I think they're formulating who they want to talk to and reaching out probably. Hopefully a lot of the people they want to talk to are busy.
Yeah, that's true. I would imagine they've already talked to some people. I mean, just because you're in the tournament doesn't mean you can't talk, right?
Yeah. I mean, Mike Krzyzewski's not in the tournament.
That's true. I would be shocked if they haven't talked to anybody. I'll just put it that way. I mean, I would think that ball was rolling pretty quick. Yeah, I think we'll hear some kind of stuff probably early next week, right? I mean, I guess it's dependent on, like you said, if somebody's still playing in the tournament, then probably not going to say, hey, it's been fun. I'm in the Sweet 16, but I got other places to be.
You got a gut feeling on some of these names that we might see as, I mean, legit candidates, not just people saying, oh, you know, Grant McCaslin, he coaches over there at North Texas, so, you know, why not?
No, I mean, I talked to somebody that covers college basketball, and he said that he had heard a lot of people, even guys that would surprise you, have been reaching out for just to talk. Not that they necessarily have talked.
Right.
I
don't think it's surprising. It's a hell of a job.
I know, and I mean, people that have been at jobs maybe for like a year already reaching out for stuff like this. So,
who could that be? Are you directing sports content as we speak? Is that what I just heard?
I just directed in a certain direction there. Okay. My question is if you've got this many people reaching out, does it make the process that much more difficult? You know, Kirby with other stuff, he had a guy in mind. He had this in mind, and that's what he went with. But if you've got people calling you, I think you got to kind of hold off a little bit, don't you?
In what way?
I'm sure somebody that's in the tournament right now is like, hey, as soon as we're done, can I give you a shout? Are you going to wait for that guy?
Well, that's why I don't think we'll see any resolution until end of March earliest, and probably early April. I say that they'll hire somebody next week.
Next week, yeah. It'll be Monday or Tuesday next week, just depending on how far the Lady Raiders go, and they don't want to, you know.
Step on the WNIT run.
Yeah.
What are you liking about this Tech baseball team? By the way, you do a podcast with Dan Patrick there on the Binger Derby. Ken Patrick there on the Binger Derby. What are you liking about this team?
Well, recently, the fact that everybody's hitting home runs. I know that that's not the way you win a lot of ball games, but we were talking about it last night. How many different people have hit home runs over the last five games? So you're not just relying on Gavin Cash doing it. Get guys getting out of slumps. I know it's against UT Arlington, but I would gladly take the home run against UT Arlington. I think that the scary part, obviously, is the errors. That scares me. That's we were talking about that on the podcast and how if you play it out the rest of the way, how bad that number will be. Saying that, if you continue the double plays, maybe you kind of cancel one another out there. But
I keep telling myself the errors
in the conference play.
I keep telling myself the errors are a result of a really athletic team that gets to more chances than some other teams do, and they end up not converting it or whatever. But some of that's just not true. I thought the most impressive thing yesterday, there were only three walks issued by Tech pitching yesterday.
Yes, and we've seen guys like over the weekend. I think Gurdon had five in his start on Friday. You don't want that.
Parrish even the day before had three.
Keith? Yeah. Did I say Keith? I meant Kevin. Sorry.
Yeah.
Kurt? I don't remember. Kurt didn't seem to think that walks were going to be that big of a problem. You know, it kind of comes with the territory. But I'm like, I would rather have Mason Molina out there for a little bit longer and Gurdon out there a little bit longer. If they're walking four or five people, their pitch count's up and you're going to the bullpen. Saying that, I mean, you got some pretty decent arms in the bullpen, but let's save those for Sunday. If you might need them on Sunday, the way the Sunday starter situation has been of late.
Yeah. Speaking of which, what are your thoughts on this series this weekend? I know you're not a big making predictions kind of guy, but this is such a critical early season series in the Big 12 this year. I'm not saying you're deciding who the champion is, but somebody's going to come out of this thing in a hole.
Yeah, I mean, well, and it's the first like three or four series too, Rhino, for the Red.
Oh yeah,
talk about a.
I mean, by the end of March.
Yeah, I mean, you've basically got like 1 through 5. In your first four series, and the only reason you don't have anybody higher because you're one of them, and you know it's front loaded, and you've got a bunch of young guys that you don't really know about right now. But if you can take two against the Pokes here before you go to Austin, I think that would be helpful.
What's coming up tonight? 13:28 as you direct the content of sports.
Oh, that's a great question. What is tonight? We got some high school softball. It's spring break, so it's a little bit slower these days, you know. A lot of the kids have random days where they're playing games, but I know there are some high school athletics going on the softball and baseball field. You can see those highlights on KLBK tonight. And don't forget, you can't watch a 6 o'clock show on KLBK today because there's basketball on. So just watch that and then watch the news at 10:30, 11, or whatever time that poor sports director goes on.
Yeah.
Poor soul.
There's always
late at night.
EverythingLubbock.com as well. That never goes away.
Yes. I definitely go there as well because I try to write stuff.
At Collier on TV on Twitter, one half of the Dinger Derby podcast with Kendrick Perkins, and it's must-listen to stuff there at Staking the Plains, so go check that out. Good to visit with you.
Good to visit with you. Hey, one more thing. I was in Boston. This is a random story. I was in a cab with a guy for a while, and he told me about the famous people he had in his cab with him, and Justin Verlander was one of them, but he didn't know it was Justin Verlander. And then Verlander gave him this big old tip, and he looked at him with his eyes because the cabbie told him about how crazy Verlander's eyes were, and Verlander, like, took his sunglasses off and got him in the eyes, and the guy was like, it was Verlander. It was great. It was a good story. I did it no justice, but that was an enjoyable trip in Boston. I sewed my own pants up there, too. I ripped them during the trip.
I was not expecting that to end that way, but there you go. David Collier, everybody. Follow him on Twitter. Thanks for the visit. That's David Collier. All right, it's tightened up considerably. West Virginia and Maryland, 21-18. West Virginia, a little scoring drought. Now with 6:42 to go in the first half, they're up. We'll come back. We'll hit the text line hard. It's either or Thursday, live tournament action as well. Get on the text line, 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
An update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NCAA men's hoops today. Virginia by 5.5 against Furman. The Paladins plus 200. Kansas favored by 22 against Howard. The Bison a plus 2,000 bet. Alabama's a 24-point favorite against Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Corpus giving up plus 2,500 on the money line. Houston's an 18.5-point favorite against Northern Kentucky. The Norse a plus $1,400 bet. UCLA favored by 17.5 against North Carolina Asheville. They're at plus 1,300. Arizona's a 14.5-point favorite against Princeton, plus 750. Colgate, plus 700. Texas, favored by 13.5. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one of two. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Taking you to 1 o'clock at the Arctic Air Studios on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News, Money Sports, either or Thursday. Better inspirational sports movie, either Hoosiers or Miracle. And then add or cut either pickles or onions. Which one do you add? Which one do you cut? NCAA tournament live action as we sit here. West Virginia up 23-22, 5:22 to go in the first as Maryland finally begin to find some offense when they stopped turning it over. And the second game of the day is underway as well. 13-47 in the first half. It's West Virginia, the four seed, over 13 Furman, 15-7. Furman, a very trendy upset pick in this game because of the low-scoring nature of Virginia. I stayed away from that and did not go with the, what are they, the Paladins? I think they're the Paladins.
Maybe so. Hey, by the way, Maryland had 4 points at the 10-minute mark. They've got 22
at the 5-minute mark. A spurt?
Yeah.
Spurt ability.
They were on pace for 16 points in the game.
The texters go into the Best Made Pickle Tour, says they will let us know how it turns out. I am anxiously awaiting that. Early. I'm serious.
I didn't know you could do that. That's something to do in Fort Worth.
Texter, dear bro, how are you? I am fine.
I'm good.
NCAA Tournament Cinderellas, where are they now? In honor of Big 12 bunkmates, West Virginia's Kevin Pitsnoggle is now a West Virginia High School assistant principal. I saw that today on the screen caps. Outkick Joe Kinsey column today. Knocked Tech out of the tournament at the Pit in Albuquerque. Ronald Ross led the Red Raiders with 16 points. Yes, Pitsnoggle, who became a verb, you know?
Yeah, he got Pitsnoggled.
He got Pitsnoggled. Texan wants to know if I have tried the Best Made Extreme.
Is that the spicy Best Made Pickle?
I haven't, but I'm willing to try. I've had the, what do they call them, Wickles?
I love those.
The Wickles are good. Once you get past, you know, as a grown-up saying the word Wickles.
I don't like, I like a sour pickle or a spicy pickle. I don't like the sweet pickles.
Yeah.
But have you had a bread and butter jalapeno?
No. I don't think so.
Those are good. You get a little spicy and the
My
sweet.
Wife likes the sweet jalapenos, just the...
Yeah. Cowboy candy.
Yeah. Texter's best memory is Darvin Ham breaking the backboard. I never watched college basketball until that year Tech was making a run. And after that game, I was hooked. Prefer pickled jalapenos. Hope that counts as a pickle.
Meh.
It's pickled.
I am one of those people that likes every pickled vegetable.
Yeah.
Pickled beets. Pickled... I lived with a family 1 year in Athens, Texas.
Yeah.
Athens, Texas, Athens, one Texas. Summer when I was doing an internship. And they would pickle fresh vegetables, pickled onions, pickled squash, pickled everything. It was the best summer of my life.
You get along with this texter because they say, I'll take pickles for those that can't make up their mind. Pickled onions.
Pickled onions are great. Pickled red onions.
You were out and about, apparently, last night. Shout out to Kyle Rogers, Raiderland's Realtor Remax. Hey, guys, great to see Rob at a local establishment last night. You can cut the pickles all day long, and please add the onions, especially if they're grilled. And I will take Hoosiers. Have a great day.
I've seen him out and about twice in March.
Two different cities. Well, 1 hour done, 1 hour left, then the Rob Bro Show will take over. So you guys jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. We'll update on West Virginia and Maryland when we return. Getting your favorite NCAA tournament tech moments all time. Either Hoosiers or Miracle, better sports inspirational movie. And either add or cut, either pickles or onions. What are you adding? What are you cutting? Anything else that's on your mind? You want to talk tech baseball? We can do that. Lady Raiders in action. We will talk about the Pac-12 and Arizona's president. He is saying things. What is he saying? Is it a coded message? Is it a cry for help? 806. 855-3712. It's Ryan I. It's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
No, make no mistake. It's not revenge he's after. It's a reckoning.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, your West Texas sports voice.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Rowe. Congrats to us. We have somehow managed to pull this off again. We've turned morning into afternoon with the help of you fine people here in The Arctic Air Studios, as you listen in on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM. News, money, sports, either or Thursday, better inspirational sports movie, either Hoosiers or Miracle. And then you're adding or cutting either pickles or onions. What are you adding? What are you cutting there? You can give us your favorite tech moments, NCAA tournament all time. We're keeping up with the live tournament action with West Virginia and Maryland, also Furman and Virginia in action as we speak. 17-10 UVA 941 in the first in that one as it is ongoing. And it is turned into a game for West Virginia and Maryland. Maryland's taking their first lead of the day, 30-28.
Second lead. There's been a bunch of ties and some lead changes. That's their biggest lead of the game, too. A 3-point lead.
West Virginia was up by 10, I believe, at their largest lead.
13.
They got it to 13. Did we have a ref show warning? Did we have the ref show up in this game?
Yeah, a bit of a ref show and just some careless turnovers. I guess West Virginia got up and thought they were going to run away.
But the one thing where West Virginia struggles with, obviously, Bob Huggins' team, fill in the blank. But if it's called tight, they're going to have a tough time. That if they're not allowed to play their style of defense, and that's their style of defense, is basically foul you until they call it, and you figure out what that line is, it could be a tough go for them. We'll see what happens. Texters are on the text line, a variety of things you can visit with us about today. 806-855-3712. One texter saying, talking about Grant McCaslin at North Texas, has a good record, but I really struggle with their offensive pace. Only 69 against a bad Alcorn team at home does not give me warm feelings to what he does, says Jeff in Houston. I'm on board with that. I'm on that bandwagon of it has nothing to do with McCaslin, where he coaches, or any past ties or anything. It's just I believe you need a more offensive-minded coach in the Big 12 right now. That I think this league is obviously a very good defensive league, don't get me wrong, but you got to be able to score. That these slow-paced, deliberately slow-paced offenses, they just don't give you enough room for error, in my opinion. That if you have any sort of an off night at all, you are going to lose by 10 points. I just don't – After 7 or 8 years now of being defense first, and I'm not against defense, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But I'd really like to see a more upbeat version of Texas Tech basketball going forward.
Same.
Robert texting in. For some reason, he just texted in Rick Barnes. Did we ask who's the worst tournament coach in the tournament that you absolutely don't trust and that loses nearly 50% of the time in the first round, the rest of the time in the second round? Did I ask that question?
No, I think maybe that was like a Jeopardy thing.
Ah.
Who is Rick Barnes?
There you go. Let's see. Texter talking about some favorite Tech memories. Favorite game is the end of the semifinal when it was clear that Tech was going to get to the championship game. We ran outside and did some Raider power and waved some Tech flags. It was an awesome night. I'm assuming they were not there. Their Final Four is Bama, Marquette, Texas, Kansas. Bama beating Kansas. And a favorite game, they double-texted that one there. So you just heard what their favorite game was. Another texture, it's always pickles and onions. Well, you got to get rid of one. You're adding one, deleting one.
Especially at like a barbecue joint, I'm all about the free pickles and onions.
Oh, yeah. Load up. It's there.
It's free.
They want you to take it. They wouldn't put it out there if they didn't. Their favorite NCAA moment when I think it was Jim Nantz said, Tech could win this thing with like a minute 30 left in the semifinals and going with Hoosiers as the more inspirational of the two sports movies, Hoosiers or Miracle. Texter, add extra onions and pickles. Agree with any pickled veggie, but pickled green beans.
No, I've never had a pickled green bean. I've seen them.
Yeah.
I would assume they're a little waxy.
Yeah.
The texture might get a little weird.
And it seems to me it's just kind of like the green bean's good.
Yeah.
In and of itself, I wouldn't see the need to pickle the green bean.
Like, I don't love okra. Fried okra's all right, but I'm a big pickled okra fan.
Yeah. We made it to halftime, by the way. The Maryland Terrapins, the 8th seed over number 9, West Virginia, 32-30. And can I already complain and just, I'm going to say it for the next couple. Wouldn't it be nice if you could look at the court and know where the game was being played? And if they are going to do these standardized courts for the tournament, boy, they're dull and boring.
Yeah.
I mean, just... the color scheme and just the whole thing is just, eh. Yeah, no idea. You just by looking, you have no idea where these games are being played, and it should be the exact opposite. You should be able to see any game and go, oh, yeah, they're playing such and such. They're playing there. They're doing that. Furman and Virginia ongoing. That one is 21-17, Virginia 6:35. The next game that'll tip off is going to be Missouri and Utah State. 7:10 matchup going off. In about 30 minutes, and then at the end of this show, that's when Kansas minus Bill Self will take on Howard. Then you have at 1:45, you've got A&M Corpus Christi in Alabama. So we'll get the nice slate of games early. We talked about this earlier in the week. Don't ever forget, this is a TV show. This is a TV show. Now, I don't see a ton of like big upsets today. I didn't feel that way in the bracket. I didn't feel that way with the way the games are looking. But, and this is moderately anecdotal, it sure does seem like they try to give you an upset early on day one, that the committee tries to find one of those matchups that they think, hey, this is going to be, here's our highlight for the day. This is going to be the crazy March Madness. You know, what's that going to be? So, in the early go, I mean, none of these, I guess, you know, obviously a 13-4 Furman would be one of those games. And a lot of people think Furman can do it. A 7-10 is not going to excite you. What about the 2-10 game there, Rob? Upset alert, maybe 12 Charleston, 5 San Diego State, even though I think a lot of San Diego State. I think San Diego State's a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah,
but well, is that our 12-5 that they're gunning for?
Yeah. I mean, as a...
You've got Princeton 15, Arizona 2 at 3:10. Can Princeton play them close? Can they do the old Princeton scare?
Yeah.
Like they did to Georgetown one year, years ago.
Somebody will be scared today.
That they will take them to the wire. And then the evening games. No, I didn't see a ton of upsets today. And some of them, like, it's a 7:10. Who cares? What's the last game of the day? Number 15, UNC Asheville. Number 2, UCLA. How about Louisiana beating Tennessee tonight? 13-4. I have Tennessee winning that game and then losing to Duke. But that could be one of the other upsets that you might be potentially looking at as the day goes on. Tomorrow, I think, is going to be major craziness, though. 806-855-3712. It's either or Thursday, either Hoosiers or Miracle. Which do you consider the more inspirational sports movie here as we get March Madness rolling? You can also chime in. Add or cut, either pickles or onions. What are you adding? What are you cutting? Anything and everything that that implies. Your favorite Texas Tech moments in NCAA tournament history. And then if baseball's on your mind, huge series. Rob, I guess part of the good news right now is the forecast seems to have improved where maybe some precip on Sunday, but we're not seeing the 40-degree temp and the, hey, it's going to snow in the morning and then it's going to rain in the afternoon. There's
right.
a chance. There's still a chance of showers. But I still would like them to just say, hey, let's do a doubleheader on Saturday, in case.
It has gotten a little better every day, though.
Yeah.
Monday, it was,
It looked even
dreary.
Even yesterday morning, it looked like Sunday was going to be just an impossibility to play through. So, again, hopefully you're going to see good enough weather to get all three of those in. We did talk with David Collier about that game yesterday. I'll stand by what I said then. The thing that impressed me, not so much the football score, 14-7, you only walked three. No Tech pitcher walked more than one. That in were we aware that Delta Bravo was capable of hitting grand slams? Did we know that that was also in the works there, not just a solid arm out of the pen?
Yes, we knew he was slated to play some first base. I thought the left field was a little bit surprising, but
yeah.
His first hit was a grand slam.
Yeah,
that
why
was
not?
Awesome.
Why not? Let's just hit a grand slam. Get this thing going.
Who else had their first hit as a home run? Somebody else recently, in the last couple of years, had their first hit as a home run. Well, the first hit back for... Cody Masters?
Maybe.
He didn't hit very often last year, but his first hit back maybe was a home run.
Sounds about right.
But just a great moment. And as a freshman, he hasn't gotten very many at-bats. Was that his first at-bat?
Yeah, I think it was his first at-bat. I think, unless they snuck one in on me maybe down at Houston or something.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't his first at-bat that day, but that was his first time
to play. Yeah. Played appearances.
Yeah.
So I liked that aspect of the pitching yesterday, that you didn't walk a lot of people, and just you got a lot of ABs, and some guys ought to be feeling pretty good that you go into this Oklahoma State series swinging the bat well. You ought to have a lot of confidence. Again, the top and middle of the order just crushing it yesterday with the cash 4-for-5 day and the five ribbies, and then Owen Washburn again. I love seeing that. I don't care. Again, I don't care who you're playing against. Confidence is contagious. And to be able to get Washburn some at-bats and get him some hits there, pretty good. And you remember old Hudson White, freshman of the year last year? Not a bad day. 3-for-5, couple of runs scored. Got him one. So about as productive, I think, as you can get for the weekend. Texter's on the text line, 806-855-3712. Texter says, I'll be honest, I wish Tech was a star in this TV show. I never watched either of those movies. My go-to sports motivation movies are Mighty Ducks and The Little Giants.
Great movie taste there.
Yeah, because you're a fan of both of those movies, aren't you?
Yeah.
So that's wheelhouse. That's wheelhouse view, and you and Texter are probably pretty much same age, I would guess.
I think the way you phrase the question, most inspirational, you pick two good movies.
Yeah.
Miracle, obviously, you know, also... patriotic, which I think lends to the inspirational nature.
What would you add to a list of inspirational sports movies? Rocky? Rocky 1, Rocky 2?
Yeah, both of them. I've actually watched every Rocky movie. We're doing this today. I've watched every Rocky movie, every Creed movie in the last 2 weeks.
Really?
And we're going to power rank them today.
My son went, it is Power Ranking Thursday on the Rob Bros Show. My son went and saw the latest Creed movie, and he'd never seen any of them before.
Oh.
And he was just like, well, it was a good movie, but I didn't really know what was going
on. No, you kind of have to watch the Creed movies in a row to kind of... And you really need to see the Rocky movies to get all the
backstory, I would think, because it's all intertwined. It's all interwoven.
Now, the third Creed movie does not involve Rocky, except for maybe a couple of spots about him. But the third Creed movie is so much about the first Creed movie. And if you don't know that Creed was, you know, a mistress's son and, like, out of place and was in the juvie system when Apollo's wife found him and has kind of lost what's going on in the third movie. Spoiler alert.
Texter said, well, I had to quit drinking alcohol, so I'm drinking non-alcoholic beer watching the non-Tech tournament. I'll say this, with Tech out of it, it sure takes a lot of the pressure off of viewing and watching and filling out a bracket, and you don't feel bad, you know, for like overpicking your team because you feel like I'm a bad fan. I have them going out in the second round. We got to take the time out. Better inspirational sports movie, either Hoosiers or Miracle. Add or cut, which one of these are you adding or deleting? Either Pickles or Onions. Tech memories, tournament action, we're keeping up with that. You guys just text in because that's what you do. 806-855-3712. Quick timeout. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 12:22, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. They're at the half there in West Virginia and Maryland. Hey, are they playing the game show, which of the analysts knows less about college basketball?
Yes,
is that
they
what
are.
This game show is?
I love all the guys who only watch NBA all year doing the college basketball.
Why did they do that? What is the... I don't know. Don't get me started.
Yeah.
Again, the NCAA should demand better, but they don't care. They got their money.
Who would you add? Are you doing like Fran Fraschilla?
Yeah.
And
oh, I'm, you know who I'd add? I'd add Bill Walton.
All those guys are on ESPN.
I know.
Should ESPN do the tournament?
Yes. Back in the day, they had, you know, some of the rounds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you should have the guys who do it all the time. Now, they did offer Vitale the opportunity to work the games for CBS. He declined. And they do that with some of the play-by-play and the analyst that they do bring in some people from the other networks during the tournament. But really, the studio host is just dreadful.
Now, Charles Barkley is entertaining.
Yes, he's entertaining, and he doesn't try to fake it that he knows something.
Right, and they both played college basketball, him and Kenny Smith, right?
Yeah, back in the Reagan era.
I guess Shaq turned it down.
Yeah.
They didn't want to do the whole crew. But, yeah.
It's pretty weak. Texters are on the text line today, 806-855-3712. Said, I watched a miracle live on tape delay, so it wasn't a new story to me, so give me Hoosiers. Also, as a parent of some middle school basketballers in a small town, Texas, where you don't always get to play in the, quote, new gym, it's still pretty cool to get the feeling of walking onto the set of Hoosiers on any given weekend. If it's a mustard dog, you got to have pickles and onions. If it's anything else, cut them both, unless it's fajitas, and then grilled onions are okay. We had a lot of conditions on that little onion pickle deal right there. You know? Texter, Final Four teams, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Xavier. Hold on, we're missing one. Let's try that again. UCLA, Kentucky, Xavier, Tennessee. UCLA wins it all.
I think UCLA has a shot.
I'm going out to Kansas.
UCLA, UConn, like of the non-one seeds, Marquette.
Yeah.
Baylor, I thought, didn't finish the season well, but 3 weeks ago, I thought Baylor was, like, a lock for the Final Four. I was really high on Baylor, so it would not be surprising to see them get out of the Big 12 and go on a run, mm-hmm. like Iowa State last year, because they also struggled a little bit. They were pretty hot going into the Big 12 tournament and then got housed by Texas Tech, but they got to the Sweet 16. It would not surprise me to see any or every Big 12 team possible in the Sweet 16. I think the Big 12 is that good.
See, that's kind of my thinking on my TCU pick to get to the Sweet 16 is that, again, I am fading Gonzaga this year, but also just the idea that they're playing teams outside the Big 12 and almost a sigh of relief. Of course, as we say that. Of course, it's an 8-9 game, so you would expect it to be close. And Maryland is on the 8-line versus West Virginia, 32-30 at the half. But that's part of my reasoning on TCU is just, hey, you're out of the Big 12. You're finally getting to play some teams out of the Big 12. And if Gonzaga were just Team X and you looked at their blind resume, they're not on the 3-line. They're on the 3-line because they're Gonzaga. And this is a TV show. But that's not who they are. They're not the Gonzaga of any of the last 5 years, I would say. I don't think they're even close, in my opinion. So, of course, Gonzaga will go win the national championship. Texter says, sorry to be late, but I missed getting this in on Tuesday, but the most Texas Tech meal, fajita buffet at Midnight Rodeo. They saved a lot of Tech students with that meal. Yeah, that was the, the Sunday night fajita buffet or bar or whatever they had. I can't remember what time it opened up. Been there a few times. 806-855-3712. Texter says Miracle on Ice and Brian's Song. So going with Miracle and then adding Brian's Song in as a inspirational sports movie.
That's a good one. That'll get West Texas in your eye a little bit.
That will. Texter, chalk Final Four, Bama, Kansas championship just so it won't happen. Both those movies are so bad, I'll take a miracle, says the texter. Favorite in-person game, 0405, second round win versus Gonzaga.
More and more people coming around on the Hoosiers hate.
Yeah. It used to be like sacred. Oh, man, if you didn't like Hoosiers, something, you were un-American, something was wrong with you.
I don't think it held up.
Yeah. I mean, it's a period piece, but does it even feel dated now? Compared to when it was released in 88?
I keep telling people I'll go back and watch it again, but I haven't. I don't know that I have a copy, or I don't think it streams anywhere. For free.
Yeah.
Or at least behind a subscription.
Texter. The more I read about Jacus, the more I think he's on the short list. How tall is he?
More and more people are talking about him. That's the Baylor associate head coach.
Yeah, the Jerome Tang 2.0.
He also coached with Mark Few, so if you think pedigree is something.
Okay, if he's that good, why didn't Kansas State hire him instead of Tang?
Well, because Tang was the associate head coach.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there. You got a choice. I'm sorry, okay? Doesn't move the needle for me. A lot of the names that I'm hearing right now, I told you during the bottom of the hour break last hour, or maybe at the top of the hour break, a lot of the names I'm hearing, I'm really underwhelmed. That I hope some of the names we're not hearing are because they are busy coaching in the NCAA tournament right now. But a lot of them, you're a better program than, and again, that sounds like I'm demeaning certain coaches, and I'm not. It's coming from a standpoint of, I believe this is a really good job in college basketball right now. Was it that way 7 years ago? No, it wasn't. Was it that way 10 years ago? No, it wasn't. But right now, this is a really good college basketball job in a really, really good basketball conference that is only getting better. We'll see. Long way to go, I think. Long way to go on this train. They'll hire somebody Tuesday. 806-855-3712. Either Hoosiers or Miracle, the more inspirational movie. Add or delete one of these. Pickles or onions. Your favorite Tech memories. NCAA tournament all time. And then we're keeping up live tournament action. So hang out with us till 1 o'clock. Then it's the Rob Brough Show. 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Brough. It's 12:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Brough taking it till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios, ESPN 960 San Angelo, and in Lubbock Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports. Rob Brough Show comes your way after we're done, 1 to 2. Power Rank Thursday, one of my favorite days of the week on the show. You can just power rank anything. Power rank pickles today if you want to. Add or cut, pickles or onions. Which one are you leaving out? Which one are you adding? And then either Hoosiers or Miracle, the better sports information movie, inspirational movie. Favorite Tech moments, NCAA tournament all time. And then we've got a little baseball going on. For the next several weeks, we'll be talking about the Texas Tech men's basketball search until we're not. And then, of course, the Lady Raiders are in action tonight in the WNIT against UTEP. 806-855-3712. To text in on that and anything else that's on your mind. 18:55 to go now in the game, and it's Maryland over West Virginia, 35-31. They're starting to stretch it out. Maryland shooting has come around, and it's just been a plummeting shooting percentage for West Virginia, 36.7%, Maryland at 57% on the day on the shooting. So the offense has gone away, and the defense. Do we have a review? Do we have a ref show review? What do we got here going? They're going to the monitor. We're going to look at something.
Yeah, I think maybe a...
illegal screen?
Maybe. I don't know why we're reviewing that.
That's... Emmett Matthews had no effect. It's an off-ball screen that they were not going over the top anyways.
Emmett Matthews Jr. Got screened on the other end and went out with a shoulder injury.
Yeah.
So that's tough for West Virginia.
I referenced earlier Arizona President Robbins, and he's been talking a lot. Talking to Wilner. There's a Dennis Dodd story, CBS. And I think what we are seeing here, and people are projecting onto this almost anything they want to, because the comments are nice and kind of vague, you know?
Purposefully.
Purposefully vague. But... he has some interesting quotes in this CBS story, and the CBS story clearly states that Robert Robbins is a man with an open mind. Arizona's president wants it known that he believes a new TV rights deal acceptable to everyone in the Pac-12 will be completed in a couple of weeks. I think it's very high, Robbins said, of the prospects of doing that. Let's just say more than 95% confidence limits on this. But as they say in the business world, the entire enterprise is a soft circle. In other words, there's interest from Pac-12 schools in doing a deal if the money is right. Robbins told CBS Sports, a number doesn't mean anything until it's a written contract. in Mississippi, they would say they're about to fixin' to give me something. They haven't quite done it yet. We have to get a real real in writing offer. Robinson, Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark have spoken. That's no secret. CBS Sports reported that, and that Yormark has had similar conversations with the other four corner schools, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah, and it's obvious Arizona, among others in the league, have options. Robbins calls the Big 12 being in recruit mode. Interesting. What is also interesting is the Arizona State president contradicting himself in back-to-back sentences to John Woelner.
Yeah.
Saying, not talking to the Big 12, we're talking to everybody.
Right.
What? So.
Well, I thought that story was misreported anyways.
Right.
The original story, right, was Dennis Dodd saying a selection of the four corner schools, right?
Yeah.
He didn't say the four corner schools. Every story that's come out since has been the four corner schools, but it was a selection of the four corner schools.
Robin said, we could drive to Lubbock. The Texas schools are good for us. Oklahoma State, it's just not that far. It's a two-hour flight. Robbins has already talked to his peers in the Big 12. Heck, he talks to university CEOs all the time. That's Robbins, a gregarious, brilliant, analytic, innovative, internationally renowned cardiac surgeon. That's quite a...
Wow.
Man, how is he single? I don't know if he is or not. So the magic number, we get down to that, that Dodd writes is $31.6 million. That's average annual amount of revenue each Big 12 team will get when its new media rights deal begins in 25. Robin said a gap of $2 million or less what isn't going to make a difference. Okay, then how much less is Arizona willing to accept before seriously considering the Big 12? For a couple of million, I don't see us see people leaving. I think our total will definitely be higher than the Big 12. If I'm wrong about that, is it $5 million less a year, or is it 7, or is it 8, is it 10? By the way, and Dodd finally gets to this point that is always left out. The Big 12 athletic directors believe their all-in number, including revenue from college football playoff bowl games and NCAA tournament, will be around $50 million annually in the new deal. That's the real number.
Right.
That's the number that you have to keep in mind. It's not 31. So when they come in below that 31 number, and they will, whether it's 25 or whatever, you also will lose money opportunity because of the high streaming component.
And you only have 10 teams.
Yeah.
Which the Big 12 struggled with for years. You didn't have a lot of opportunities to make more money.
Yeah. They're going to kill themselves on basically what we still, I think the easiest way to call it is the second tier rights, because that's going to be gobbled up and they're going to be significantly below that $50 million total mark when it's all said and done. And then you'll have the problem with the platform that for all the talk about, hey, everybody's doing streaming. Hey, everybody still wants to be on Big Boy TV. There's a reason why this TV show called the NCAA Tournament is not streaming.
Right.
Only.
Yeah.
Only.
When it's only streaming as a secondary mark. Now, sure, a bunch of the games are on True TV and channels not everyone has, but it's not on Apple Plus.
No.
It's not on Amazon. It's so, on cable or network TV.
Yeah. So let's get all the way to what I think Robbins has taken the lead on in the Pac-12. I think he's setting up a massive strawman argument that George Kliakoff cannot meet. That by publicly saying, hey, we fully expect this in 2 weeks, we fully expect it to be, hey, even better than the Big 12 and all these things, all these platitudes, that he is setting up the exit. Knowing full well that what they're going to be presented with here in a couple of weeks will be far below that. And then he can come back and say, told you.
And just how he says it, you know, we think it's going to beat it, but we'll stay if it's $2 million less. But if it doesn't beat it, is it 5, 8, 10? Like, he goes straight to a huge number less.
Right.
He doesn't expect it to be $2 million less.
No. He immediately starts going down the
and he list. Gets to 10. That means he thinks that's a possibility.
Yeah. So I think all he is doing is publicly setting it up and greasing the skids for them to do what I think Arizona wants out. I think Arizona has wanted out. The other thing that he does in this column is he couples Arizona State to Arizona. He says, we're not going to be in Texas A&M, Texas situation. We're not going to be in two different conferences. That's the first time anyone at that leadership level has really spoken to that beyond earlier the reports that the regents that oversee the two universities had basically decoupled Arizona and Arizona State, that they would not force it by decree. So what is Robbins doing here? He's forcing Arizona State to come along for the ride. Or he's doing the bidding of Arizona State, who just has a dysfunctional president who can't find his you-know-what with both hands and make intelligent statements.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in the West Virginia game, a foul's been called in five straight possessions.
So it is full-on ref show now.
It is ridiculous.
West Virginia can't play that game.
No.
They cannot win that game.
Now, they've stormed back and taken a lead, but...
But typically, they can't... They can't win that way.
They have an injury. They've got another guy with four fouls. Their leading scorer today with three fouls.
Yeah, Bell Jr. has got four.
Yeah.
Four rebounds, no points.
Emmett Matthews Jr., who's one of their best players and has been around, also out with an injury.
Yeah.
And they just called a foul on a three.
Yeah, we got ref show. But I honestly, haven't you waited all year to sit down and enjoy some officiating?
Yeah.
I mean, take off work, go to the sports bar, get you some wings, settle in, have a couple of cold beverages, and let me watch them officiate. Golly.
It's crazy.
Text her on the text line, 806-855-3712. Professor Hyatt, we don't ever get to hear your power rankings. Or do you? So if you could power rank your top five burger joints in Lubbock before you take off, I'll text them into the Rob Bro Show between 1 and 2 when the Power Ranking Festival begins. I think we can do that. We'll alert the media to be on the lookout for that. 806-855-3712. It is either or Thursday, either Hoosiers or Miracle. And add or delete, what are you doing here? Adding or cutting pickles or onions? Either pickles or onions, adding or cutting. And then your favorite Texas Tech moments, NCAA tournament action. All time. From the magical 2019 run, or the 1921 run, as I screwed it up and inverted it the other day, which, 100 years of Texas Tech. You got some thoughts on any of that? Some Texas Tech baseball as they get ready for this massive series against Oklahoma State. And we had David Collier on earlier, who's on the Dinger Derby podcast. And... yeah, that I don't want to say that the Big 12 race will be decided by the 1st of April, but from a Texas Tech standpoint, it very well could be. That we'll go into the first week of April knowing, hey, Texas got a chance to win this thing if they finish up, halfway decent, or, man, you're going to have to get a lot of help. Some people are going to falter.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can't sit there every year in the Big 12 and go, okay, these teams are going to be really good. Let's make sure we space it out. But
right.
You kind of know right now that Oklahoma State, Tech, TCU, Tech, you knew a year ago, these programs are probably going to be pretty good. I wish that they would space that out just a little bit more competitively.
I know Texas isn't going to be in there long term, but I love playing Texas early and Oklahoma State late.
Yeah.
Now you have them back to back, but
see, and I would love for the Big 12 to be finishing with say a Tech TCU series.
Yeah.
Or Tech Oklahoma series as a
Oklahoma
last,
State, yeah.
Not Tech Kansas.
Right.
How many times have we seen or even Tech West Virginia?
Right.
That I'd like to spread some of that around. And obviously next year, hey, all bets are off. Who knows what this thing's going to look like next year?
West Virginia might finish top four.
Yeah.
And TCU has struggled. TCU lost to that UT Arlington.
Yeah. It's 44-38 West Virginia, 15-27 to go in this 9-8 matchup. We'll update that. Some of the other games, we'll get back to your text messages. Got one final segment waiting for you today, 806-855-3712. It's 806-855-3712. We'll finish up the day strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
final segment of the day, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Catch you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Then it's the Rob Bro Show 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Better inspirational sports movie, either Hoosiers or Miracle. Either add or delete one of these. Pickles or onions? What are you getting rid of? What are you keeping? And you can give us your favorite tech sports moments, NCAA tournament style today. Your own personal one shining moment. Which I liked it better when they actually used the Kenny Loggins song, This Is It. Go back, Google that. One shining moment. It's overdone now. 806-855-3712. West Virginia leading 47-41 with 13:20 to go in the second. Virginia over Furman, 32-27. That just started the second half. And they're 13-38 in the first half. Seventh-seeded Missouri, 14-6 over 10-seed Utah State. Texters are on the text line, 806-855-3712. Texter says, again, we don't need lower-tier Pac-12 teams. Colorado will be an afterthought when Coach Prime is at an SEC school in 2 years. The only Pac-12 schools we need to court are UW and Oregon. I respectfully disagree. In fact, I don't want Washington or Oregon. They don't fit in. I don't want them. They're problematic. Give me Arizona, Arizona State. I'd be good with just those two, in fact. That'd be fine by me.
My top two are Oregon, Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona, Arizona State, the most logical to me. I honestly agree about Colorado. They don't have baseball, right?
No. They have to, if they want to be in the Big 12 party, they need to commit fully.
Yeah.
To getting back to being what was once a proud athletics program. Once upon a time, I'm old enough to remember when Colorado football mattered nationally.
Right.
Not that far back that it mattered in the Big 12 even in the earlier days. But they've got to commit to that at the administrative level. I don't trust them completely on that front. And we've determined that we don't want Utah. They don't want us. So,
yeah.
The .com is a good read. Also, Robbins talks about the PR firm that the Big 12 is using to promote the brand and all that good stuff. But I'm funny because the Pac-12 people are acting like all this destabilization is coming from just, hey, Brett Yormark hired a PR firm.
Right.
This crazy whisper campaign, man. Are they really that gullible? Are they really that weak? That they think a PR firm putting out tweets is, that's what's bringing them down? That's why they don't have a TV deal, because the Big 12 hired a PR firm?
And what's crazy is they're like, oh, this Big 12 media is just beating us up. When they've had way more media help nationally and otherwise, yeah, putting out way more, I'll call it disinformation.
Hey,
for
there
two
are
years.
Allegations that the Pac-12 and George Klakoff are actively paying, not PR firms, but media.
Yeah, which is much more sinister.
I mean, to me, yeah. And where's my money, Brett? Hey, Dr. Skuvenek, who's going to be on the show tomorrow, Texas Tech president. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Where's our money? Why are we not, you know, why are we not on this gravy train of PR and money and everything else? I'm telling you, though, I think Robbins is laying the groundwork. He's saying everything publicly to make it easier for Arizona to do what I think they want to do. By the way, to your point, if it was just Arizona and Oregon, I could live with that. But I don't trust Oregon long term.
But well, under I don't your trust scenario, anybody long-term.
Well, okay, good. What is long-term anymore? Doesn't
right.
really matter. It's your TV contract is what long-term is. But to your point a few weeks ago, hey, even if Oregon just came in for 4 or 5 years and then they bolted the first chance they got to go be with their people in the Big Ten.
Right.
Hey, you use them.
Right. If Pac-12 schools don't join, if Arizona doesn't join, that's Arizona's fault.
Yeah.
Man, I don't think the Pac-12 wins by keeping those schools. They just delay the inevitable.
West Virginia is trying to stretch it out here. 51-43. And then Virginia, by the way, the number in that Virginia-Furman game, plus 5.5 for Furman, 38-30. That's going to hurt a lot of brackets if Furman doesn't pull the upset in this one. That was a really trendy upset for a lot of people today.
And this has been... this West Virginia Maryland game has been a game of runs.
Yeah, first huge, one Virginia or West Virginia.
You had the huge run from West Virginia. Virginia and West Virginia being on at the same time.
Yeah, it's killing, messing everything up.
But West Virginia starts off so hot, and then In the middle of the game, Maryland, like a 32-8 run, and then West Virginia's taking it back, control. They're up by 10 this half.
You know, and that's kind of been Maryland's theme this year, has been just long scoring droughts.
Yeah.
Just in really in the first half, they've had some horrible first halves this year, going back through conference play.
Yeah, 10 minutes into the first half, they had four. They finished with 32. 9 minutes into this half, they've got 11.
It is Power Ranking Thursday coming up on the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2. I'll try to text in at some point during the show, Rob. Texter wanted my top five hamburger joints or something, so we'll try to do something for that. And I don't know whether they want, like, you know, little hole-in-the-wall mom and pops or just, like, the five best burgers.
Yeah. Let's just do the five best burgers.
Yeah.
Don't wanna, because they're generally mom and pops anyways.
Yeah. I'll give you one of mine that's always on my list, and it's it seems to get forgotten about every now and then, but the old folks at Orlando's doing the Cheeseburger in Paradise, that's still a really good hamburger. It's a little bit Italian. It's a little lot of fun.
That's what I've heard. Yeah,
that's, you know, that's still a really good burger. Whether it falls into the category of what the texter wanted or not, I don't know. All right, 40-30 Virginia now out in front over Furman, and they're in a break. 11-18 to go. 51-43 West Virginia over Maryland. Enjoyed the heck out of it today. We'll be back tonight. TheRaiderLand.com is the website. Check it out. Follow me on Twitter at Ryan Hyatt Media. Around 6:30 tonight, we'll have the daily broadcast recap the day with you. So keep jamming up the text line, 806-855-3712. For Rob Bro, I'm Ryan Hyatt. We'll see you Friday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.